This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more. Done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
All right, somebody messed with the computer again. Hang on. Does yours work? Okay, does yours work?
Hello.
Hello.
Who did this?
Somebody messed with
it. It wasn't me.
Chief Engineer Tracy Teagarden, I believe. But It was funny that we had the conversation of that, hey, guess what you did, which was always fun because it's usually never him.
Yeah.
It's usually us.
Mm-hmm.
But yesterday, at least, I got to go, ha-ha. You suck. And that never happened.
Empowering.
And it's just, you know, like I said, it's just fun. It's never him. Okay, let me see. Edit. Nope, that's not it. Here, I'll just do it the easy way. Sorry.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
6:01 on Wednesday morning.
Yes, it is.
Too funny. I just had my first experience with this where I looked at it and it says 15 days till toy drive and I went, that can't be right.
Yeah.
That can't, no.
I know.
I've got the days wrong. Hang on a second. Then I went, no, today's Wednesday and then tomorrow's Thursday, which we know is 2 weeks until toy drive. So yeah, 15 days until toy drive.
Nuts.
Hey guys, we got a lot of work to, not you guys, them guys.
Oh everybody, yeah, good.
Everybody
oh,
else guys.
Sure, you, okay, sure, sure, okay.
You're highly aware that we've got a lot of work to
do. Oh yeah, we had a meeting yesterday. We know it's on.
Everybody else. Listen, it's time to get into the mode, if you know what I'm saying, if you're not already there.
Yeah. Feel the tingle, baby.
One might even say it's go time, you know, because it starts 2 weeks from tomorrow. They were, the final talks about, okay, when's Fox 5 going to put up their stuff? Fox 5 sent the email out about they're all set on their end. Text 2025 toy drive to 76278. That's set on our end.
Ooh.
It'll go live on the 25th. If you want to get an early jump on things. Fox 5 set, text line set. I think we're set.
Yeah.
From a technical standpoint. And literally it's really just kind of now almost up to you guys with, you know, really, if you just want to round it off, 8,000 bikes and $800,000.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of what we'd like to see.
Yeah, that's the goal this year.
Yeah. That's it.
Let's go.
Okay, you had a lot of stuff to do yesterday, and oh my God, were you out and around in the rain?
Listen,
or did you go home and just put and go under a blanket and call it even?
No, I couldn't. It's all I actually wanted to do, but I couldn't. I had to be so like a good grown up yesterday. I did everything I was supposed to do, but I'll tell you what, and I will always say this. That rain was so intense. I drove so slow. I bet everyone hated me that was behind me. And I was scared, you guys. I went home. I was overstimulated. And I was like, Lisa, where's that heating pad? I just got to sit down for a second. I was a scaredy cat all day.
Where did you put the heating pad?
I like to put on my lower back and lay on it.
Uh-huh.
I just need 5 minutes with it. And then I'm like, and I'm back.
Calms you down.
Yes.
Some people do chamomile tea. Some people do edibles. Others do, have a drink. Michaela has.
My therapy heating pad.
Okay.
Yeah, I got scared.
Is it really your therapy heating pad?
I swear to God, you guys,
pad?
I swear to God. It's actually, I'm not even being funny. I love that heating pad. And uh-huh. Anytime I'm stimming out, I just use it for 5 minutes and I'm like recharged.
Wait, what was this? Stimming out?
Yeah, whenever I'm overwhelmed mm-hmm. to the tippity top and I'm like, I got to just settle myself down. Heating pad.
And that'll do it?
Yeah.
Heating pad.
I love it.
Huh.
How'd you do yesterday?
And you're good now?
Yeah.
Oh, are you kidding? I didn't go out in that crap.
Yeah.
You didn't do that? No. You're kidding? It was freaking
nuts.
It was freaking dark out there.
I know.
Thundering. I wasn't going out in that.
Good morning.
Wait until you hear what's next on the Jeff Buchanan Show.
It's a setting that's like deep in the, machine that I always have to remember where it is. And it takes a minute. And I'm like, hold on a second now.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know why somebody can't just send an email and go, hey, by the way, this is going to be messed up. Keep an eye out for this.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe just a little warning.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is that so much? Am I asking too much?
I don't think so at all.
Thank you.
Your wants are valid, Chet.
Absolutely.
Just the idea that, hey, this thing might not work when you go to make it work.
Hey, just so you don't feel like a moron, it's not working.
Seems helpful.
You'll feel like a moron anyway, but for different reasons.
Yeah. this particular one. So not to add on to your feelings
of inadequacy and stupidity.
During this holiday season, we just want to remind you, you're still a moron, but not for this reason.
During this holiday season. Oh, hang on. I was going to bust out the toy drive music and... Man, I can't find that.
Well, if they would have given you a warning, you would have been able to find it.
I got a couple of weeks to figure this one out. Yeah, I have no idea. Usually it's right there where I can hit it. I've moved it around for other things. All right, well, good. Well, we'll work on that next. Chet Buchanan Show is brought to you by Enchants Night of the Nutcrackers at Las Vegas Ballpark. World's largest Christmas light maze, ice skating, and more returns this Friday. Through December 28th, your tickets are at enchantchristmas.com. Your first pick is next. I was looking at, and I couldn't decide which one to do. And then I went, well, if some is good, more is gooder.
Yeah.
So why don't we just do like a rapid fire 177 second version of the first pick today?
Love it.
Told my son if he lost his retainer, he'd have to pay me $50 out of the 300 that it'll cost to replace it. He lost his retainer. Now he doesn't want to pay.
He's like, I don't need it.
Neighbor behind you never trims their trees. That should be an easy one. And his mom recently passed away and left behind diaries. Do you read them or do you not? Rapid fire. First pick. Zootopia 2 tickets. Four of them. Disney Zootopia 2. In theaters everywhere, November 26th, you'll see it a full 4 days before anybody else. You'll see it this weekend while everybody else has to wait. That's coming up next.
With the first pick. It's the first pick on the Jeff Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
All right, Adrian, who's doing the first pick today?
That'll be Isabel Pacheco from North Las Vegas.
Izzy, let's go. You ready?
I'm here.
All right, good. You're here, but are you ready?
Yeah, I think so.
Good. All right. Our buddy Matt says, I told my son if he lost his retainer, he'd have to give me $50 out of the 300 that it'll cost to replace it. He lost it, so I told him $50 or no retainer. His mom thought I should give him a hall pass, but then what does that teach him? Nothing. What say you?
What was that?
Oh boy, Izzy, we just went through it. Do I need to go through the whole thing again, or which part did you not get?
No, just the last part, just the end. Yeah,
what do you say?
I say give him a hall pass.
I don't think I'm out on that. You told him up front. That was the whole point of putting the penalty on there. It was going, okay, you lose right. The retainer, you owe me $50. And then
I give him one chance.
Okay,
yeah.
I hear you. To me, the one chance was when I warned you that was what was coming.
Right.
So, but no, there's all kinds of kinds. I'm dying to know what Michaela's going to say. I really am dying.
I don't see where this kid is going to pick up $50, but I'd make him do a couple extra chores to make up for losing his retainer.
You guys are all soft.
Because the thing, too, is he'll be like, well, I don't care. And then his teeth are going to go crooked, and soft. Then she'll have wasted all of her money. That's how little kids are. They're bad. They're like, no, I don't care. I'm not doing it then. I won't wear it. And
Ooh.
You're like, hate this.
My assumption, well, okay. No, I know his son. Depends on which son. Because I think I know this Matt. Anyway, if the kid was old enough that they'd put a $50 penalty on it, my guess is that he assumed that he'd be able to get the $50. See, now that I thought it through. Adrian!
I'm with you.
Yeah, then,
Chet, I'm on your side. You gotta, like, this is what's in place. Follow it, or you have consequences. That's real life.
To me, that was the hall pass.
Yeah.
Izzy, what's this dude's name? Brendan? His neighbor behind him never trims their trees. They have a branch that juts out into the yard. Not the end of the world, but it's annoying. These people are not social. We've never chatted with them or anything. Legally, I'm totally within my rights to trim the branch. Are you trimming the branch? By the way, he says, we also have an HOA, but those guys are D's, and I don't want them involved.
Oh, good for you.
So, do you trim the branch, or do you... You trim them?
I say trim them. Absolutely.
Michaela, are you trimming them?
Yeah.
Adrian, you
trim them?
Yeah. If it's in your yard, that's your branch.
And it's legal? Snip, right. Snip, baby.
Yeah, stay on your side of the wall. My mom, oh, God, this is the one I really wanted to get to. My mom recently passed away and left behind a few diaries. Should I read them? Would you read them? Absolutely, I'm reading them.
Me too.
my stepmom left behind a box of letters, and there were letters from her to her first husband, and you got to I will tell you this, though. Be prepared, because there's going to be stuff you won't be able to unsee.
100%. I was going to say I would read them 1,000% because I'm so nosy, but you just got to prepare yourself. Like, this is a woman. This is not your mother. So know that going in. She had needs, and you might read them.
God, needs. Gross.
Uh-huh.
Find out you had a whole new dad you never knew about.
needs hits me the way moist hits some women. You know what I mean? It does. The word needs.
Well, yeah, hits, you got to know.
Hits me.
Your mama has them.
Can you deal with the word moist, Izzy?
That's a bad word.
Right? No, right. That's how I feel about the word needs.
Try to win it at all costs.
I'm so skeeved out right now. All right, listen. Don't be skeeved out by this, though. Disney's Zootopia 2 in theaters everywhere November 26th. But you're going to see it on Saturday. You've got 4 tickets.
Awesome. My son will be super excited.
Woo-hoo, all right, have fun.
Hey, drive careful. Hang on 1 second.
In the morning.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I got you in the morning.
Wake up.
In the morning.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
Because we don't often have precipitation. Moisture in the air, that kind of thing.
Yes.
We don't often have rainbows, and there's a really cool one in the Southwest right now, just in time for your good feeling stories of the day.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
So we'll start here. An Alabama guy sent, well, okay. So he was super hungry, and he called Bentley's Burgers and Fries, right? Because he wants burgers and fries.
Sure.
He actually, specifically, he wanted 2 cheeseburgers. He didn't get the cheeseburgers because he called the wrong restaurant. He He called Bentley's Burgers and Fries in Nova Scotia, Canada.
Oh, my God.
Not in Alabama. Now you're like, okay, so what? It went somewhat viral because dude wrote them a letter. He wrote a handwritten apology and sent them $40 cash. He says, obviously, I called the wrong restaurant. I hope the amount enclosed is enough to cover the cost of my embarrassing mistake.
I love him.
My sincerest apologies. God bless. He didn't sign it. I go, well, they just know because it was postmarked from Alabama.
Yeah. He explained the situation, was like, my bad.
Yeah.
I actually love that so much.
Darcy and Laura, you know it's Canada because it's a guy named Darcy. Darcy and Laura are going to take the $40 and go buy ice cream.
So cute.
My jaw hit the floor. There's hope for humanity yet. Because he ordered the cheeseburgers and then never picked them up, obviously.
Yeah, duh.
They just sat there.
What a guy. Yeah. Sorry for your labor. Here's 40
yeah.
bucks.
And they got, and yeah, $20 a burger. How about that?
Uh-huh. What a guy.
And a little extra. Michaela, in Detroit, there was a runaway goat. Goat's name is Smoke, just in case you were caring.
Whoa.
Smoke jumped a fence and scared this guy, Dalen Scott, or Dylan, maybe. He jumped on the roof of his car to get away from Smoke because he was frightened of Smoke. Now, remember a few years ago when people were putting goat noises in the Taylor Swift songs?
Yeah.
Okay, remember that? So yeah. I want to recall that game. Is this Dylan or is this the goat? Or is this Smoke? Okay. Is that Dalon?
Oh my
or
God.
Is that Smoke?
I'm going to say a Dalon.
One more time.
Say Dalon.
You're going with Dalon?
Yeah.
You would be correct.
Thank you.
You would be correct.
I only know.
That's a real goat.
That's a real one.
Go, go, go!
Smokey here is a neighborhood favorite. He scared the female out of me, you know what I'm saying? I mean, look at him.
Just looked through the window, make sure he was okay. And my mom running outside with a knife. She's so scared of animals. Go trying to hump us.
He scared the female out of me.
Yeah, there are three parts of that. Hang on, let's just go back. Let's go through it. You know what? We have time. We can,
That's a real goat!
That's a real one!
That's a real goat!
Go, go, go!
Smokey here is a neighborhood favorite. He scared the female out of me.
Hey, there's one. Scared the female out of me. Then, don't let this slip by.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, look at him.
Just looked through the window, making sure he was okay. And my mom running outside with a knife. She's so...
My mom knife. Went outside with a knife.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Meanwhile, Dylan's on top of his car.
Oh, my God.
Screaming. Yeah, see, now it all...
Scared of animals. Goat trying to hump us.
Not the goat trying to hump them.
The goat was not trying to hump.
No.
The goat, Smoke.
Yeah, he was running for his life.
Smoke did not want.
No, any smoke.
Smoke didn't care about them.
No.
Smoke was just happy to be out of the fence.
Yeah.
The goat was trying to hump us.
Listen, I'm going to think about scared the female out of me all day today. Scared the female out of me.
Good feeling stories of the day.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, how you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
7:04 on Wednesday, the 19th day of November 2025. 15 days out from toy driving. It's starting to feel like it. There have been requests for Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays. That seems excessive.
Okay.
Tim, yeah. Maybe next week.
Okay.
Maybe next week as we get closer.
All right.
The official theme song of Toy Drive over the last umpteen million years.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe it's too soon.
Yeah. It feels that way to me.
If you said that we were going to do it, I'd be on board right this minute.
Sure you would. You're good like that.
Yeah. I mean, I love Christmas and I love that song actually.
Yeah.
I'm down to kick it off. But if we're waiting till next week, I'm with it.
Yeah. No, I think we're good now.
Great.
But I love the way you're thinking. You know, yeah, where everybody's getting lined up. Fox 5 is ready to go. They're scheduled and in. On our technical side, we're ready to go. I believe all the permits and everything are in. That's not really our department, but that's all of that stuff. There's a lot that goes into this.
Yeah.
There's a surprising amount.
Oh, yeah.
That goes into Toy Drive. So there are a lot of people counting on you, not just the 100 charities that are going to be out there waiting to see what happens in addition to Help of Southern Nevada. But there's a lot of folks that are counting on you. And all we're asking for is one more toy, one more bike, one more dollar in cash and gift cards. Speaking of which, yeah, the text line, text 2025 Toy Drive to 76278. That'll go live on the 25th. Which is frighteningly only six days from now.
God.
Help of Southern Nevada asked that we give them room to clear out of their Thanksgiving, you know, what they do with Thanksgiving with turkeys and food and all that kind of stuff. And then that we can start the text line then. So yeah, it's all happening, y'all.
It's happening.
It is happening in 15 days. Specific number, 7,675 bikes. Would be one more. We'd love to hit 8,000 this year. $786,895 would be one more dollar in cash and gift cards. We'd love to hit 800,000. And that's the easiest way to do it. And I'm getting the hey, we've got a blah blah blah. We would love to collaborate.
Yeah.
There's no collaborate. You know what I mean? You bring toys, you bring bikes, you bring cash and gift cards, you donate, we give you love. You know what I mean?
And yeah, easy.
That's really it. We can't, well, can you put the word out that my salon, we can't just because there's no way to do them all.
Yeah.
Now I'll just say that I'll say this out loud. A, don't try to make money off it because number one, that's a bad look. Number two, our lawyers don't like that. If you're trying to make money off of a charity event, that's not cool. But B, if you're doing something, put it out on social, tag us, and even more if you tag us individually at Chet Buchanan, at Michaela Gordon, MIKALAH Gordon.
Yeah.
At Heavyweight Radio, at 985 KLUC. God, don't be shocked if it gets shared.
Yeah.
100%.
We'll happily repost.
Well, I'm not saying that we will or won't, but don't be surprised if it happens. I just don't want people. Michaela said she would, and she didn't.
Yeah.
I'm just covering.
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, don't be shocked if we join in the fun. Tag us as collaborators. But, are we going to talk about you on the air leading up to? No. We're just not. Because we can't. There's just no way. And honestly, there's people who pay for the privilege. You know. P2, but it's you don't have to look far to find ways to help out with Toy Drive. It all starts in 15 days. Oh, my God.
Woohoo!
You know what starts in 15 seconds? Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. Jasmine Durham. From Silverado Ranch. Already,
she's so good.
And already going for win number three. It makes me nuts when this happens. I'm like, didn't we just meet her?
I feel the same way. Three?
Yeah. So a $100 Smart and Final gift card up for grabs right now. Just in time for Thanksgiving. 702-364-9898. It's Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. Let's go.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Las Vegas is waking up with the Chet Buchanan Show. Weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. 98.5 KLUC.
All right, it's Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. Our champion back, going for win number 3 already. Already, Jasmine Drew.
Already.
Already. Oh.
Hi, I'm here.
Are you? Are you really?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Hi.
Are you there?
Good morning.
Because it didn't seem like you were there.
Good morning.
Sorry, I was trying to quiet my son down in the back.
Oh, no.
Fair.
How old's your son?
5.
What? Let him yell out answers.
Oh
we
gosh,
don't care.
Baby.
We don't care. That could be a lot of fun. By the way, I don't know if you're aware of the good work you've done on behalf of the good people of Silverado Ranch. You have now launched Silverado Ranch alone in third place, 23 wins overall, just 2 behind Sunrise Manor, and Aliante out in front with 30 wins, lurking not far behind in 7th with 12 wins is Mountain's Edge. And who's calling for Mountain's Edge this morning, Adrian?
That'll be Paige Janudy.
Hi, Paige.
Janudy.
Hi.
Yeah.
Hi.
Yeah. Hi. It was funny. I heard Adrian's voice doubled up. It was fun. Did he say
no,
it
I
right?
think
Janudy?
She said it.
Oh, did you say it? Janudy?
Venuti with a V.
Oh, with a V. These things happen. You know, seriously, it's hard and you're trying to do it really fast. It could be V, G, D, Z. Could have been anything.
Anything.
At that point.
So, right.
Venuti with a V. Got it.
Yeah.
Make sure you buzz in with your name if you think you know the answer. And do it nice and loud so that it leaves no doubt. And first 1-3 wins the game. Hey, I got a question for you, Jasmine. Why is it that we call our quizmaster the commissioner?
Because my last name's Gordon.
Yeah, yeah.
That's right. The one, the only, the commissioner, Michaela Gordon.
This singer says after her Wicked premiere, she's going to do a few more shows, but then will not tour.
Jasmine
for the early lead.
Ariana Grande?
That's wild to me that she's...
Yes.
Doesn't this have the stench of that she's going to focus on the acting?
Yeah, for sure.
Because she really digs it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Quite honestly, What else does she have to prove in music?
Yeah, she's great. Well, and also, I think she just got booked in Meet the Fockers, like, 4. Like, that's coming back.
Ah.
And she's going to, I feel like she's going to kill that.
She's got enough going.
Yeah.
She didn't need to do all that. Wow. So, just know that when she comes to town, it might be the last you'll see her for a while.
Can I ask really quick, since we are talking about Wicked, tonight's the New York
we were
premiere.
Talking about Ariana Grande. I don't know that we're going to spin off
and
into
Ariana.
Wicked.
No, it's about Ariana Grande. So the New York premiere is tonight. Cynthia Erivo's not feeling well, so she's not talking to the media at it. So Ariana Grande came out with a statement and said, "Hey, I'm not speaking to the media too because I stand with Cynthia."
Hello? And who's going to be there to protect her?
Yeah, they're best pals.
Who's going to be there to protect her? All right, one zip champion.
A major shock came when Whitney Levitt left the reality dancing show with no chance of this mirror ball. What's the reality show's name?
Jasmine. I got Jasmine.
I had Jasmine too.
I split second.
Okay, it's Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, it was Dancing. Reality dancing show mirror ball.
It's yeah,
so I love it when you do that.
I know.
I just do.
I just like to keep it easy.
I was like, come on out, Jasmine. 2, Paige. Still trying.
How many days until toy drive?
Paige. 13.
Oh no.
Crap.
See, it's funny. You think we tell them a lot.
Mm-hmm.
We tell them a lot, but then you wonder why I get nervous about these things. Nobody knows. No, everybody knows. No, they don't. We just said it 5 minutes ago. Do you have an answer, Jasmine?
I'm going to go with 1.
How many? Well, I mean, how many days? What? Did you say 1? You said 1 and then you said what? 6?
I said 1 and then I said 6, yeah.
Wrong! Try again!
Oh, no, I'm not doing that. That one's mean. No, there are 15 days until Toy Drive. December 4th through the 15th, there are 15 days until Toy Drive. How many days?
15.
Thank you, but thanks to both of you. See, and you'll wonder why I worry. Still 2 for the champion, 0 for the challenger.
This iconic homemaker is bringing her entertaining expertise and teaming up with her BFF Snoop for a cocktail collab.
Jasmine
for the win.
Martha Stewart.
Martha Stewart. Game over.
Oh, that Martha.
Paige, she's tough. I'm telling
it's
you.
True.
I got it. Will you try again? We always ask everybody to try again, and very rarely do they. But honestly, Paige, I think you'd be really good at this. You just need to take on somebody different. Mm-hmm. You know?
Somebody different.
Yeah.
And we got your name right now. Everything's we're set for you next time you call.
That's awesome.
Okay.
All right, then. Have a great day. Thanks, Paige.
Thank you.
All right, bye, buddy.
Bye, guys.
Just like that, Jasmine, win number 3.
Woo.
So now this is fun. So we'll throw the $100 Smart and Final gift card onto the pile of your prizes. Now we'll make it champion's choice as you go for win number 4 tomorrow. Do you want more Jonas Brothers tickets? Do you want more Zootopia 2 tickets? Or do you want another $100 Smart and Final gift card?
I'll take the $100 Smart and Final gift card.
All right, we'll play for that. We'll play for that tomorrow on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Oh my God, you know what I want.
98.5 KLUC.
Hey, do you guys think they monitor our emails?
Probably.
Yeah. More than 75% of companies monitor employees' web connections. Survey also found that over 25% of these companies have fired employees for inappropriate internet use.
Oh, God.
I've never seen anybody get fired, but I worked with a guy, and this is a while back, but I worked with a guy who was not only was he dumb, but he was arrogant.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, arrogant's a good word for it. Because he thought, some people are like, well, why would they pay attention to me? That's kind of how I would feel. You know what I think they do? I think they flag certain things.
Sure.
You know what I mean? I don't think they're going, well, let's see what Chet's up to today.
Yeah, just like keywords.
I don't think that,
Right.
So, but this dude thought, no, it'll be fine. And demanded a work laptop.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was like, well, I'm doing work stuff. I need a work laptop.
Sure. Oh, God.
I guess he had his own. I don't know. It's not like it's using up gas, you know, or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, honestly, my initial thought was, oh, he wants a work laptop to keep his, because he doesn't want them seeing him do inappropriate stuff on his laptop. Because if he's doing work stuff on his personal laptop, you know, right? Then it opens the door.
Yeah, definitely.
Me personally, I don't care. I'm not doing it. You know, I'm not doing anything.
Yeah.
But then he got busted for watching porn on his work laptop.
Oh my God!
And he didn't get fired, which I thought was amazing. But it was a thing where it was like, hey, just so you know, this happened.
Oh God, amazing!
And if it happens again, we're gonna have to fire him.
But I feel like those.
That seems first off, that's crazy to do it on the work laptop.
I know,
but to fire the person
for watching porn
on his work computer.
Hold on a second. Hold it's up. A laptop. Like we're in a studio right now. Like if you're just watching that, that's crazy. But if you're taking it home. I feel like that's a different ball game.
No, that's work computer, yeah. Bro. No, that's
the. I hear you. I wouldn't fire the dude.
That belongs to the company.
But he could have viruses. Well, he could have all kinds of stuff that messes the computer up.
Just go to the website. Let's
No, 1,000,000%. Did you,
again, it's crazy.
Do you have a work computer?
Mm-hmm.
Don't watch porn on it.
No, thanks for telling me.
I feel like there's blocks on this now, though, too.
I'm here to tell you right now. Well, I'm sorry.
Okay, wait, has to be blocked.
What'd you just say?
Stop. That's not because I tried it. It's just, I don't, shut up. There are blocks on things on this.
No, he's already tried it.
No, Michaela, no.
No,
Michaela,
I did.
Too fast.
Why would I do that, you little freaks?
I'm trying to shift this back on you.
I know. Why would I try to?
I'm not allowing that.
I just know there's blocks because it's just, stop.
Why are you looking nervous, Michaela?
I'm not nervous because I didn't do anything, you little sicko weirdo. I'm saying there are blocks.
Yeah,
everyone knows that. It's common knowledge.
And then they would know. Right. But then they would know if you tried, just don't do it.
Yeah. It flags.
Yeah. I know. Right. I know your power.
Why are you looking at me?
Because I'm talking to you. Why are you?
Well, no, I feel like,
why are you?
I feel
so
like you're trying to shame me.
Why are you so nervous about it?
Okay. Shame right now?
Ladies and gentlemen,
are you with me up there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
At 8:02 on Wednesday morning, the 19th day of November, 2025. 15 days until Toy Drive.
Let's go, baby.
2 weeks from tomorrow. Thanksgiving is a week from tomorrow. Toy Drive is 2 weeks from tomorrow. Goes December 4th through the 15th, which that's weird to think about, too. That 2 weeks from now is December 4th. Michaela just ever so quietly, just slowly closed her eyes.
I did.
Slowly shook her head twice.
I did. I did.
Where's your wedding this weekend?
In LA.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Have you checked is the weather nasty? Because I know the weather out towards the coast had been bad.
Yes, dude.
Sorry. I'm bringing up a sore subject.
No. Yesterday, I got totally... Listen, I love the holidays. I love my band. I love singing. I love everything. We were overwhelmed yesterday.
Yeah.
And the weather doesn't help.
By we, you mean you?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Me and my 400 personalities. yes. So we're going to drive Friday. It's supposed to rain a lot.
Yeah.
Don't love that. We'll do the wedding. We'll get there either way. Me and Lisa. And then we'll come home Sunday morning.
Why not fly?
Because she has a ton of equipment that she has to bring. So we usually, and it's specific
She's
stuff.
She's DJing, you're singing, yeah. You're doing the thing. For those of you not familiar, it's a very tight, very, very put together, very well planned out, very well thought out, some might say brilliant, thing that these two do together. But yes, it does involve
Yeah. It's so much more than just hopping on a flight.
Yeah.
And I obviously was not anticipating the rain. So I hate it. You know, when you're like present somewhere, but you're, you know what it is? You know, when a swan looks so beautiful on the top of the water, but underneath they are fighting for their life with their
swan.
Feet.
That's nice.
Yeah.
I use duck for that analogy, but yeah.
I like to think swan just because it makes it, makes me feel a little bit better.
Elegance.
Oh, at least you look so nice while you're drowning below.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, just hustling.
Yeah. It'll be awesome, but I hate that rain, especially the Cajon Pass. Not a fan.
Yeah, my wife and I were going through the schedule today and tomorrow, and it was like, there's so much stuff today. There's so much stuff tomorrow. And then I was like, what's on Friday? And she was like, nothing.
Yes.
Which was weird. Yeah, odd. And then, quite frankly, it all kicks in again on Saturday.
Yeah, of course.
But.
Yeah, take that pause on Friday.
Well, what's wrong with Friday? Friday's over here like, well, what about me?
Yeah, what I do.
Yeah, what I do.
God,
what are we all avoiding me? What do I smell? No, Friday. You're fantastic.
Yeah, you're the best day.
And we can't wait for you. Relationship rehab. So this turned into, what was it? Last week was, they've been themes the last couple of days.
Oh, yeah. Last week was if the boyfriend and the dad get too close.
Oh, yeah. Relationships.
It was the dad being friends with either the, you know, the husband or the boyfriend. Yes.
Exactly.
That was the theme last week. This week is, yeah, guess what my ex did? Alyssa in Green Valley literally says, want to hear what my ex did?
Yeah.
He slipped an AirTag into our 15-year-old daughter's cheerleading bag without her knowledge. Well, of course he did. You know, of course.
Of course.
She's freaked out. I'm freaked out. This is totally creepy. And an invasion of privacy. He claims he has every right to know where his daughter is at all times. I guess I understand what he's trying to do, but there has to be another way, says Alyssa.
Oh, wow.
He slipped an AirTag into their 15-year-old daughter's cheerleading bag.
Yeah.
I'll show my cards. I'm okay with it, and I can but I can explain it.
Okay.
And it's how I was raised. Wait a minute. Not yet. Hang on. Wait. Jonas Brothers, Jonas 20, greetings from your hometown tour. Jesse McCartney, Franklin, don't call me Frank the Tank. Jonas, I really hope that we get some sort of interview with these guys, because I really would like to go. Hey, just so you, hey guys, just so we can be clear, Frank the Tank, off limits. Is this, you know?
Yeah, is this
are we no longer allowed?
No, no.
Because Franklin seems very serious. And I miss Frank the Tank.
He's an artist.
I like Frank the Tank. You know, Frank the Tank's fun.
Yeah.
Franklin sounds like he's taking himself too seriously. I don't know.
He's vulnerable in this album.
I might have to do some research. Mm-hmm. Franklin, Jonas, and Delisa, part of the Greetings from Your Hometown tour, MGM Grand Garden Arena, Saturday, November 29th. That's next Saturday, Thanksgiving weekend Saturday. Thanks to our friends at Live Nation. Caller number 25-702-364-9898. Now go.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
The morning show is better than coffee.
They're the best in the morning.
It's on every morning when I wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
He slipped a blank in her blank.
Oh, it could go so many ways.
Old school match game. Want to hear what my ex did? Said Alyssa in Green Valley. Oh, by the way, Relationship Rehab. Brought to you by our new best friend, Carla, and everybody at Big Bully Turf. You two. I can't wait to see you two together.
Oh, I adore her. I met
her. Do you know her?
Do you remember when we were on the Zoom together?
Oh, of course.
And so we were in person together, and I didn't know who she was yet. I was like, oh my God, you look so cutie. And she did look so cute.
No, she runs it, and she runs
the world.
I know, and
she's the little boss woman.
Big, no.
Yeah, little, she's awesome.
But she's little, but she big stance.
Oh yeah,
big,
no, she's but she's my
big
height,
circle.
Which I always love. I'm like, yeah, you're little, but you're the boss.
No, I literally, and I want to be her best friend. Does that make sense? Big Bully Turf, proud sponsor of the 98.5 KLUC, Chet Buchanan Show, Toy Drive, Sea of Bikes. I will tell you this: a buddy of mine in town, ages ago, did. when somebody goes, like what I do with Farhan Naqvi and with Michael E. Minden, Diamond Jewelers, they call it an endorsement.
Yeah.
My buddy had an endorsement for Big Bully Turf, and I was so jealous just because I like them so much. I just like how they do business.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I like how they do stuff. So
yeah.
Anyway, they're sponsoring Sea of Bikes. We're very excited. Alyssa in Green Valley says, "Well, you want to hear what my ex did?" I said, "Please go on." He slipped an air tag in our 15-year-old daughter's cheerleading bag without her knowledge. Everybody on Alyssa's side of the equation is freaked out. He says, "Hey, it's my daughter. I have every right to know." Adrian, where are we starting?
We'll start line 6 with Tony.
Okay. Tony with an I?
Mm-hmm.
Tony with an I, line 6. Hey, Tony.
Hey.
Everybody's freaked out about the air tag in the cheerleading bag.
Listen, it is his daughter, and I'm not sure what kind of kid she is, but she probably turned her locations off.
She's 15, say
that's
less.
That's funny.
Exactly. And, you know, with all this, like, the trafficking and things like that, like, you just kind of got to know where your kids are at all times. You just do.
The invasion of privacy part made me laugh. I literally, when I saw this, I snorted.
They get no privacy until they're 18.
That's what my mom said. My mom, because we argued about me closing my door or something, and I'm not sure what I was trying to get away with, but I was being shady. And my mom said, "I will take that thing off the hinges.
Mm-hmm.
You will, you ain't closing that door." And then she knew she had me. And I honestly don't remember what it was, but there was something I was keeping from.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that was literally the only time I went, "Oh, okay, fine." You have no privacy till you're 18. So, I just wondered if things changed, you know, it's been a while since I was a teenager. Michaela,
no, I got a 12-year-old and she gets no privacy. I don't think so.
Yeah. Okay. So then how does that argument go down then? Do you have to invoke because I said so. And if you ever want me to do anything for you ever again, you will do what I say. And I was like, okay.
I still say because I said so. My mom said it to me and I say it's my kid. So.
Seems reasonable to me. It does. But again, I don't have to deal with it. I can tell, Michaela, have you gone back and forth on this a little? Because you look very thoughtful.
No, I'm so with the AirTag. I think it's great. I love it. 15. Literally, Tony said it perfect. The trafficking, all the weird things going on the internet. I do not care about privacy. I have a 9-year-old niece, 15-year-old nephew. I think my sister-in-law would agree. Air tag them. Don't care. Want to know where you're at. Too bad.
Adrian, where are you at on this?
I have no problem with it. Yeah. Although I don't understand why he didn't communicate with the mom.
Yeah,
that's the weird problem.
I get the idea that, well, you know, whenever they, can we not almost universally believe that if they're coming to us to rat out their ex, those two don't have a great relationship.
Yeah.
I don't think those two get along.
No, and also I'm kind of like, hey, queen, like you're at least he was like interested in keeping the safety of your daughter. Like it's a brilliant idea. Yes, he should have maybe gone to her, but I wouldn't be upset about it. I don't think it's creepy at all.
There could be motives.
Hey, can we also agree, Tony, that her outrage is somewhat based in her hatred for him because she's like, I guess I understand what he's trying to do, but there has to be another way. You know, it's like
you might think that the ex is trying to like follow her as well.
That's what I was saying.
I think there's something to that.
There might be something to that.
Maybe.
Okay, but
maybe. But I do like the idea of the AirTag.
Also, if you believe that, then it's super easy to have two cheerleading bags, and that AirTag goes from one bag to the other. You know, it's easy.
And that's why I hit it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but apparently somebody has discovered it. You know what I mean? Apparently somehow it got discovered because now we all know about
it.
This is great. This is great. Tony, enjoy your 4 tickets for Jonas Brothers. Jonas 20, greetings from your hometown tour. Next weekend on Thanksgiving Saturday.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, right on. Hang on one second.
Have fun.
Okay. Now the phone lines are jammed with, Adrian either put dad is right or dad is wrong. And it is inundated. How's that for a word? It is flooded like the city streets of Las Vegas yesterday. It is flooded with, okay, we'll take one. Marissa, why is dad wrong?
I think the whole not communicating is creepy. She's 15. Just be like, hey, I need to know where you're at. Have her location on. Honestly, my boys leave their stuff everywhere. If their location's off, then I'm like, then we have a whole other problem. Why, like, be sneaky and, like, hide it, not tell the mom and not be like, hey, I'm worried about you. Like, the whole thing is just weird.
Yeah.
Oh, God, she got me, though. It is true. It's weird he didn't tell the mom.
Thank you, Marissa. They don't like each other. He's just doing it.
Yeah, but this is about the kid. You got to get over it. Like, they're not children.
You keep thinking that people get that they have logic. That when you go, well, this is about the kid, I'm saying, can I tell you? Again, my mom and dad hated each other. I don't know how I ever came to be. They hated each other. She hated him. I don't think knew how to handle it, so he didn't handle it well. My best interests were always at forefront, but they didn't talk about Jack. You know what I mean? Like, each one kind of did their own thing. So I hear
But I,
you.
I feel like that's a different generation, though, where that wasn't an option.
I hear you. I can see where people would not communicate.
No, and I got you. Yeah, there's a lot of emotions involved, so I hear that point.
Especially this. I mean, look how people are with politics. All you got to do is say something that the other side is doing, and it's like, they're idiots. They suck as human beings. It's like, wait a minute. Hold on. Really? Is it universal? And people are that way with their ex.
Yeah.
So, yes, I of course they should have communicated.
Mm-hmm.
That would make way too much sense. And then, my God, if everybody was really good communicators, we would not have a relationship rehab. Brought to you by Big Bully Turf.
Yes.
Proud sponsor, 98.5 KLUC, Jeff Buchanan Show, Toy Drive, See Your Bikes. Jackie Orozco, who we love deeply, a former 5-time champion on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. A trusted advisor to the Chet Buchanan Show. You hate this.
Yeah, it's creepy. I agree with Marissa. Like, if the daughter does have her location turned on and she turns it off, then that's a bigger problem.
Yeah. My best friend, his whole family, they track each other. And I'm thinking, man, mm-hmm. you 30, you know, like the boys are approaching 30. And it's like, your parents can figure out what you're doing.
Listen, that tracking is so difficult, though. I share my location with Lisa, but I used to share it with my family. But I'm notorious for saying I can't come because I'm somewhere else. And finally, I was like, oh, I can't. I'm somewhere else. And then my brother was like, you're literally not. And we can all see it on location. And I was like,
we can see you.
Well, I forgot that we were all sharing location. So you're right. And then I unshared my location.
You're not a liar, though.
I never lie.
Apparently,
but I don't
do.
Like to make them feel bad. They'll be like, do you want to come over for dinner? And I'm like, oh, can't.
I'm at rehearsal.
Yep. I'm not. I'm at home. And he said that. He said, we're not at rehearsal. And I said, well, I'm rehearsing from home. And he was like, you're not, and you're lying.
So you do lie.
Yeah, I do actually lie about that. Because mm-hmm. I don't want to make my family feel bad. But actually, I don't lie. Because you know what? I unshared my location, and now nobody knows where I am.
You know, I bet. It's only a lie.
Nip that in the bud.
It's only a lie if they're right. And it's really, it's all true if you believe it.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, right?
I'm just trying to back.
Yeah, help me out here. Help me out.
I'm back in your blood.
That was good. That was a really good. Yeah, it's only life. You know.
Well, Jackie, we love you a long time.
Love you guys.
If we don't talk to you. Oh, you know what, Michaela? If we don't talk to you, happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, you love that.
Is there more? Do we dare?
Yeah.
Because we've heard both sides. No, I think that's it.
Okay.
I think that's enough.
Okay.
Because here's the thing. You believe what you believe, and I don't think anybody's going to.
True.
Nobody's
it's one
gonna,
of those.
Nobody's going to get you off your spot. You either think this is okay, or you definitely do not.
Yeah.
Okay? But we can all agree they should. To Adrian's point, we can all agree they should have communicated. The world would be a wonderful place if they would communicate.
Yeah.
But they don't always communicate.
Okay, so we thought it was not creepy.
Huh?
So you thought not creepy. That was final
no,
answer?
No, it's his daughter. He'd do whatever he wants.
Yeah.
Just until she's 18.
Mm-hmm.
And then even after that, You know what I mean? Like, I got the whole thing. Well, I'm paying for college. I get to know. And it was like,
Oh.
Okay, well, then I guess I'll pay for it myself next quarter. It was one of those. No, my dad wanted to help pick classes because he thought he was paying.
Oh, my God.
Dude, I don't even get it. Do I make a lot more sense now? Sometimes.
Yes, I see it. Sometimes. Every relationship rehab, I feel closer to you.
Wake up, get up, take me everywhere you go.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. Listen live on the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app and listen anywhere.
By the way, Michaela, I realize I am not helping by telling this story, but this guy ruined it for everybody.
Oh, God, why?
And I honestly, it's so good and it's worth telling, but it's, like I said, he ruined it for everybody. His name's Trayvon. He proposed to his now fiance, Erica. She's like a beauty and health influencer.
Love.
Told her that they were going to have a self-care day, and then they were going to go out for a nice double date dinner. So,
great.
So they were dressed up. All of this
smarty.
Stuff. They go up to the roof of a building. Her whole family is there. Then he's a cybersecurity engineer. He began plotting and scheming in July. He obtained city permits to block nearby streets since drones can't fly over moving vehicles, which, by the way, they gave him the permits. Then they took the permits away. And then they gave them back to him.
Oh, my God.
Over what we believe to be 2 and maybe 3 city blocks of downtown Dallas, hundreds of drones spelling out, "Will you marry me?" And the rooftop is amazing. There's an arch of lights and roses and rose
beautiful.
Petals everywhere and a red carpet and the whole deal. It might be the most involved marriage proposal that I've ever seen.
I mean, it sounds gorgeous.
Oh, this is what it was. She says, "My mind was spinning. It felt like I was inside a dream. My body literally went numb from the shock." His initial permit application was denied and then later approved.
Oh, my God.
But he's been putting this together since July. And nobody's talking about what it cost him. But they're guessing it was, you know.
Oh, yeah, a pretty penny for sure.
6 figures, you think?
Yeah. Yeah, in New York?
No, Dallas.
Sorry, why was I thinking New York?
I don't know.
But still.
Rooftop.
New York would make sense. Mm-hmm. Drones, permits, that sounds fancy.
The intention, love, and detail behind it is something you truly cannot put a price on. They've been together for 5 years. They met in college back in 2017. But holy, I'm telling you, yeah.
If they break up... And then she dates a new guy, and that guy decides to propose.
No,
he would
never
be able to live
Shame
up to this
you.
Guy.
She can't break up with him.
Ever. There'd be nobody. No way. Love this guy. Also, like, way to look at how you have job security. Like, we'd have like marriage security.
Okay, you know what sucks?
What?
Years of relationship rehab have done this to me.
Tell me.
Because now I'm like, oh, yeah. She can't break up with him because, you know, he went to all the trouble.
They went full out.
Yeah, but what's he going to all the trouble for? What's he hiding?
Oh, God.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Past 9 o'clock Wednesday morning. No, not Thursday yet. Hold on. Hold up. Michaela and I were both just talking, though, that this is that time of the year. And it's kind of that way for everybody with Thanksgiving next week. And you got a lot of stuff going on that it's easy to kind of lose track of which day is what.
Totally.
You know?
Yes.
Got to get this done and got to cram this in. And Michaela's trying to go do a wedding in L.A. This weekend and all that kind of stuff. And
so. Yeah, we're all trying to get things just hurry and done.
Golden Knights, our buddy Dave Hall... Can I tell you the truth? A little behind the scenes of Toy Drive.
Yeah.
I don't have to get up and do a live TV hit at five o'clock in the morning. I don't have to.
Yeah.
We could tape it the night before.
Mm-hmm.
I really like getting up and doing the 5:15 hit live. Basically, mostly just so David and Kirika and I and Matty G and Ken can just screw around for a little bit. It's a little looser at 5:15
yeah.
in the morning. And so I just get to talk to my buddies about
total. That. And that crew's so fun. It's yeah. not like serious, like, they're insane in the best ways.
I was in Kirika's first live hit the very first day she was here. She did Toy Drive, and then her first time anchoring, I was her first toss.
And
they were actually in reverse order. She anchored first and then came out to Toy Drive. And I said her name correctly, and she was just blown away because nobody ever gets it right.
Yeah.
Matty G, his first live hit was at Toy Drive. They did the weather from there when he first came to town. Dave and I have known each other for a billion years. We used to play Media League softball against each other.
Oh, my God.
Forever ago.
God, that guy's funny.
When he first came to Fox 5 and when I first came to Vegas. And does that cover everybody? And Kent Smith, I've known.
It's awesome.
For year, forever and ever. So we just kind of get to vibe out. Dave said it best. That game last night for the Golden Knights against the New York Rangers is a game that usually the Golden Knights this season probably would have lost.
Uh-huh.
Because it's been the Golden Knights, you know, for better or for worse, they had just found themselves, somebody would tie it up late, they'd go into overtime, and then they'd find a way to barf it up in overtime.
Sure.
And last night, they did not do
Let's go. I know my mother-in-law was yelling. I didn't even have to ask. I knew what was happening.
They beat the New York Rangers 3-2, and they'll go to Utah tomorrow night.
It's awesome.
6 o'clock start for us, because Utah's mountain time zone.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, so jump into that. So good. So the Golden Knights, you know, back on track. 15 days until Toy Drive.
Oh, it's going to go by fast, you guys.
2 weeks from tomorrow. Thanksgiving a week from tomorrow.
Oof.
And away we go.
It's all happening, baby. Yeah. Soon enough.
Yeah. You know what? You're right. So, yeah, here we go. I got nothing else to say about that. I feel like I should have plenty to say about that. I don't.
I'm just going to
say, here's Ariana Grande on the Chet Buchanan Show.
Normal people, crazy lives.
It's my fave radio station.
The Chet Buchanan Show. Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC.
Oh, hold on a second.
What?
Now, I have a question. How?
I've never seen you this way.
Well, I fly a fair amount,
yeah.
as you well know.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I feel secure. I find a lot of the things that happen on planes. I'm baffled at people who don't know how to plane. You know, mm-hmm. that don't know how to fly.
Yeah.
I love watching them go up and kind
navigate.
Of stumble around looking for the bathroom. It's like, no, that's the door to the outside. Please don't touch that.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of stuff.
Uh-huh.
A Delta flight to Salt Lake City got delayed Thursday night at Portland International Airport. So I have multiple questions. Crew members discovered that a passenger had a meat cleaver on the plane.
How?
It got through security onto the plane. Staff reported the hazardous item to TSA officials after finding it aboard the aircraft. All passengers were ordered off the plane, required to go back through security screening. They didn't make an arrest.
I am baffled.
Well, okay. I somewhat understand how they got it through. I'd like to get a look at this thing, and I haven't gone online to look. Just because you're dealing with human beings, and there's a lot.
Yeah.
There's a lot. My real question is, mm-hmm. once it got on the plane, how did they find this? Why? Was somebody pulling it out going, hey, look what I got on the plane?
That's a fair question.
Or did they go, hey, just curious, was somebody being nice about it? and then going, hey, I'm just curious. I have this meat cleaver that I'm not sure if I should have it on the plane.
Hey, plane, just want to let you guys know.
And am I going to go to federal jail because I have the meat cleaver on the plane because TSA understaffed?
I feel like if you ever had a meat cleaver, that would be the role you took. Like, you would involuntarily stand up and be like, hey, everyone, I just want to let you guys know.
No.
You wouldn't?
No. First of all, I wouldn't try and take a meat cleaver through.
True.
I've tried to take one of our microphones. I had it in my backpack. And it looked like a gun. And they ended up taking me to the back room and patting me down.
No.
Sure. I have also multiple times. In fact, the plane ride that I take the last day of toy drive, I have multiple times had a stupid multi-tool, a Leatherman.
Oh, yeah.
You know, one of those things with the pliers and the knife. It's like a Swiss Army knife.
While you're up there.
All that I have, that that'll end up in my bag. Mm-hmm. That'll end up going with me. I've gotten in trouble for that. I've also gotten in trouble for screwdrivers in my bag. So I'm very well aware of what I have in my bag, and it sure as hell isn't going to be a meat cleaver.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
It's more you know before we go. Oh, wait, before we get to that. So you also tried to take illicit things onto an airplane?
When I was 18, I went to New Orleans. Had a great time. Packed my bag. Got on the flight to go home. They said I had a gun in my bag. It wasn't a gun. It was a gun-shaped lighter.
Oh, yeah.
And I forgot because I'm a moron.
Also bad.
And then not only did I feel so embarrassed, then they proceeded to go, well, why would you do that anyway? And I was like, because I'm an idiot.
Because you can't take a lighter.
I know, of course.
With the big,
Yeah, in retrospect, you're like, joy.
I don't know. Can you take a lighter? Can you take a regular lighter?
I don't think so.
I always just check the box.
But certainly not gun-shaped.
I just, yeah, right. Of course. All right. You may or may not know this. I just learned this about 3 weeks ago. Do you know how long I've been announcing hockey? And do you know how long that I have heard O Canada?
No.
A long time. The English and French versions of O Canada are not translations of each other. It doesn't work that way. It doesn't fit.
Oh, wow.
So they're actually just completely different. There's an English version and there's a French version.
For O Canada?
They are not the same. They are different poems, same music, because the translation doesn't work.
I only know that because my friend Kim Caldwell, who you know, sings O Canada at all of the gigs.
Of course.
Her husband's Canadian, and that totally makes sense.
It didn't track for me. And I don't know what, I don't know. The first Bitcoin purchase, May 22nd, 2010, a developer of Bitcoin bought two pizzas. Those who are familiar with the trade are going to whatever liquid you have in your mouth right now, swallow or just prepare yourself. May 22nd, 2010, the first Bitcoin purchased, a developer bought two pizzas for 10,000 Bitcoin. That would now be two pizzas for $1 billion.
Oh my God.
A billion.
Wait, that's insane.
Stan Lee put a hyphen in the middle. If you write Spider-Man, if you write it without a hyphen, you're wrong. Spider-Man, because he didn't want people. So he put a hyphen in the middle because he didn't want Spider-Man to be confused with Superman.
Stop saying it like that.
That is not the reaction I thought I was going to get out of you right then. She's giving me the look, and I did not expect the answer to be, stop saying it like that.
Spider-Man.
Spider-Man? Spider-Man and Superman?
That's so stupid.
And Batman?
Batman.
Batman.
Catwoman. Say Catwoman.
No, that's Catwoman.
Okay.
It's because it's Catwoman. It's Catwoman.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Okay, we should go now, probably. Yes. Good. We should just say goodbye and end it, but we won't. Follow us on social at 985KLUC. Follow me on social at Chet Buchanan, CHETBUCHANAN, also pronounced Buchanan. Adrian!
Let's make this one quick and easy today. Instagram and TikTok, follow me at Heavyweight Radio. If you like wrestling, check out Unlikely with Adrian Hernandez on YouTube and wherever you get your podcasts, including that free Odyssey app.
And Michaela Gordon.
Follow me at Michaela Gordon, M-I-K-A-L-A-H. I don't know why that's
making me laugh. G-O-R-D-O-N. Pronounced Gordon. Just Gordon. What are you doing? It's Wednesday. What are you doing?
I'll be at Delilah tonight.
Holy.
We're getting into F1 before I leave town.
Yeah.
We're going to just knock a few things out.
Before you leave town?
I got to do that wedding in LA this weekend.
Oh, that's so now?
Yes. I know. Wait, I still can't stop thinking about Spider-Man.
Spider-Man and Batman and yeah. Superman.
That's all I'm going to think about today.
Aquaman. And then she goes, say Catwoman. No, that's just Catwoman. No, that's Catwoman. Because you can't. Great.
This is so dumb.
Hey, make sure you call somebody and tell them you love them today because you never know when you might not get another chance. And, you know, boost somebody up a little bit. Tell them that they did a good job. We don't do that enough. Yeah. Know this. Great things are just about to happen. And believe this. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.
Love you guys.
B-A-Z.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well,
2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.